A high-level advisory commission said Wednesday the United States should dramatically overhaul its public relations efforts to deal with what it describes as shocking levels of anti-American hostility in the Arab and Muslim world. The panel recommends, among other things, that U.S. public diplomacy activities be coordinated by a cabinet-level presidential advisor. The 13-member panel of former diplomats, academics, and policy experts did not mince words in its report, saying that the bottom has fallen out of support for the United States in the Muslim world, and that a dramatic increase in funding and attention to the problem is needed to reverse the trend. Unveiled at a State Department news conference, the report by the U.S. Advisory Commission on Public Diplomacy calls for a reorganization of U.S. informational efforts, including the creation of a cabinet-rank White House special counselor backed by an advisory board who would coordinate U.S. broadcasting and public outreach. The panel chairman, retired U.S. diplomat Edward Derengian, said the United States let down its guard on public image-making after the end of the Cold War, and that U.S. efforts to promote and explain its policies abroad are now absurdly underfunded. Mr. Derengian said the panel report, which declares that the United States was caught unprepared for the ideological battle in the Muslim world after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, should be a wake-up call for officials in Washington.
I think it is a wake-up call for the United States to face effectively the challenge for the battle of minds that we have out there. We are not sufficiently present in that dialogue, discourse, and debate. We need strategic direction from Washington. We need a better organizational structure here at home. And we need to give our people in the field the tools, the resources to get this job done.
Mr. Derengian, a former ambassador to Syria and Israel, downplayed the notion that U.S. policies themselves are behind the decline in America's standing in the Muslim world. He said the United States is playing a critical role, for example, in efforts to resolve the Middle East conflict, but needs to do a better job of explaining the content and context of its efforts.
The president has called for a two-state solution, a state of Palestine living next to a state of Israel. The point of the matter is that the general thrust and direction of American policy, I don't think anyone has to be apologetic for. There will be a debate on the way we're carrying out that policy, which is part of the whole explanation process and getting the feedback from the region also. You know, public diplomacy is also a question of getting feedback.
In addition to proposing the cabinet-level coordinator, the panel calls for a dramatic increase in the $600 million budget for U.S. public diplomacy programs, especially funding devoted to outreach in the Arab and Muslim worlds, which was $25 million last year. The report decried the lack of State Department officials fluent enough in Arabic to defend U.S. policy on Arab television and radio programs. It called for a crash program to increase the number of diplomats with that capability, now just a half dozen or so, to 300 within 2 years and to 600 by 2008. On international broadcasting, the commission said the U.S.-funded Arabic station Radio Sawa needs a clearer objective than just building a large audience, and that it must show it can change the attitudes of Arab listeners toward the United States. It also said there was skepticism about whether, as a U.S. government agency, the planned Middle East television network can be an effective voice in the region. The panel endorsed an alternate idea for an independent corporation that would distribute TV program material in the Middle East from commercial U.S. broadcasters. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.